Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. DebtKO, free, impartial advice on all your debt. This is Coogan Cassius for Eiffel TV in association with MTK Global.
I'm trying to find a better space. There you go. It is better. Sorry.
That's it. Don't move. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. How's camp going so far in Portugal?
Getting good. Hard camp. Training hard. Getting good. You know it is, you know, trying to get in the best physical and mental condition as I possibly can get in.
Does it feel like you've just been on one continuous camp since you went there, like however many months ago?
No, because, you know, obviously I had a break, I had a fight, I had 2 weeks off, relax a bit, spend a bit of time with family. Started doing fitness training and stuff. I'm going to start sparring next week. So, yeah, that's good. You know, it feels all right. Feels good.
How's your head going into this camp compared to last time?
Just the same. You know what I mean? Just motivated, happy, still let yourself believe, feel good. You know, obviously, my loss, that was good. Povetkin was good. He threw a good punch. You know what I mean? But apart from that, I thought I did good. I thought I was boxing well, was sharp, was in shape. I was ready to go. And I was dominating him, you know what I mean? So I felt good. Obviously, like I said, I didn't feel... it's not one of the ones I was like, No, I was just like, you know what? Made a mistake. I was honest with myself. I was like, okay, I need to adjust this, adjust that, and adjust that. And then that's it. Get back in straight away. No point waiting and talking about this and... Nah.
What are those adjustments? I know you're not going to go completely into it, but what are those adjustments that kind of will make sure or prevent or help prevent that not happening again to you?
Just got to do what I do. Do what Dylan White does. You know what I mean? Don't try to be something else. I try too hard. Just go and do what I do. Just go and do what I do, man. And that's it.
Try, like, team-wise for you, is it the same people that were in your previous camp or in this camp?
Well, same boxing coach. Unfortunately, me and Ruben Tavares split company. You know, I mean, I've gone back to my old strength and conditioning guy that I was using before from Loughborough. So we just got that link back up. I was with him for 5 years. So we just link up again and we're just working together and just working on a few things and getting back to the old me and what I used to do, you know what I mean? And just being, preparing my body mentally and physically for what I do best, you know what I mean, to get these off.
All right. Calm down.
Small hand, innit? Why is it a hand so small?
Have you decided who will be making up your corner team on the night, or is it maybe a bit too soon for you to know that?
Well, let's see, you know what I mean? Let's see. There's a few things we're trying, you know, obviously. Few things we're trying out, you know. So let's see. Let's see what's going to happen in the next couple of days. Let's see. Well,
is there a possibility that Dave Caldwell could be involved again or not?
Yeah, Dave's a good coach, great coach, very knowledgeable guy. Me and Dave getting well. Him and coach worked well last time. None of us got a problem with Dave, and obviously he brings good input into the camp. And me and Dave was cool. So yeah, it was a high possibility.
It's very difficult when someone just literally comes in for that night, isn't it? And haven't really been a part of the whole camp and they're literally being brought in for their experience on the night. It is a difficult situation, that, isn't it, for that person?
Not really, because at this level, we're pros. Dave has paid a lot of attention to me and my career and what I'm doing. And obviously, he trained heavyweights as well. So, he keeps an eye on the heavyweight division. And me and Dave's a friend. So, he keeps an eye on what I'm doing and how I'm progressing. He's always giving me little tips behind the scenes as well and stuff. So, So, and it wasn't like much was wrong or this was going on or that was going on. So it's not like we need to change a million things. And no, you know what I mean? It was good. You know what I mean? Everything was fine, man. So, you know, all Dave was needed for was experience in the big fights and obviously a second person to obviously see stuff from a different point of view is not so emotionally involved as me and my coach are, you know? You need that sometimes.
How do you think Povetkin approaches this fight?
I don't know. I think you approach it like you do every fight, you know what I mean? He's quite a serious guy. You know what I mean? He comes prepared and he prepares for every fight. You know, obviously, he'll be in shape because it's two back-to-back camp, you know what I mean? So, I think he'll be in shape. I think he'll be ready. I think he will come prepared to go to war again like he did last time.
When I was talking to your promoter, Eddie Hearn, the other day, he was talking about kind of soon as your fight ended, you was almost on his case straight away about the rematch. And obviously it's on 21st of November, but your mentality was get me in the ring with him now. And yeah, I mean, 3 months later, the fight is happening. And he was talking, the reason he was talking about this, because he was talking about when Joshua lost to Ruiz, he had that similar mindset of, get me that rematch now. I want to fight him now. And he was comparing that to Wilder's situation since he lost to Fury, and he hasn't sort of seen that same sort of energy from Wilder.
Listen, I'm a warrior. I don't care about what others do, what others say. I don't care what people think about me or what they... I don't care. I'm a warrior and I'm a fighter and I'm always going to be that way. You know, that's why I'm in life and I'm always going to be that way. I'm not going to all of a sudden be like, you know, Wilder's not that way inclined. Wilder pretend to be that way. And he pretend he's that kind of person, but he's not. Deep down, we know this and we've seen this. And I've been saying this for a long time. Deontay Wilder is not that way. He just pretends to be that way. He acts like he's that way, but he's not. And that's that. I know we've seen proof of it. You know what I mean? And for me, I believe I can beat anyone. And I still believe I can beat anyone. And I know I can beat Povetkin. And I believe I can beat him. And I think he knows it too. A lot of people probably laugh and think, oh, well, yeah, whatever. But it's heavyweight boxing. One punch changes everything, you know what I mean? And I know I can beat him. I'm not going to beat him. I know I can knock him out as well. So, you know.
Dillian, as much as you obviously want this rematch and wanted this rematch straight away after what happened in fight camp, was there any part of you that thought, maybe even strategically, that this wasn't the right fight for you to have next? Did you ever think that, or was it ever suggested to you that it would be the case?
No, I just want to fight, man. People wanted me to wait and to do this and do that. What's the point? Wait, listen, I've had two fights in the space of almost months. So I'm saying, okay, I lost the first one, but so what? You know, I've had two great camps, you know what I mean? And I'm going to have two fights, big fights, you know. I'm fighting better people than some of the champions is fighting. I've been fighting good people back to back for the longest. I'm not scared to fight. I want to fight. You know, a lot of people are scared and they pick and choose and they hide and blame this and blame that. I just want to fight. You know, when it's said and done and gone and it's over, I want to fight everyone. I don't want to sit there and think, I should have fought him. I could have fought him. Maybe I should have. No, I just want to fight the best people, man. That's it. A lot of people say, oh, I'm a champion, I'm a fighting man, I'm this, that, the other. I'll fight anyone anytime in the way. But when it comes to it, they don't do it. They just talk a lot of rubbish, you know what I mean? They just talk. And it's just annoying. You know, I'm a man of merit. If I say I'm going to fight someone, I'll fight someone. I'm not going to sit around and be like, oh, well, I'll fight anyone anytime in the way, but I only want to fight people outside the top 15. Are people low? No. You're a champion. You're a top fighter in the world. You should be fighting top people, not fighting fights that you 80, 70, 90% won before even the first bell went. No.
When you kind of suffer like a defeat like you did, boxing fans don't want to hear X, Y, Z of reasons. And maybe there was reasons and maybe you didn't want to talk about them. I don't know. But your attitude to it was, you got beat, let's fight again, and that's the end of.
Listen, there's always reasons and excuses you can look at and pick up and try to make and try to change things and say, ah, well, yeah, there was this and there was that. The lack of crowd wasn't, you know what I mean? Our, you know, my relationship with long-term trainer breakdown or this. I don't make no excuses, man. You know, as a fighter, you're a fighter. You're the one that's in there. You know, all this training is all good. All this fitness is good. But you're the fighter. You're the one that's in there. You got to make the decisions, you know. And so no point making excuses. I'm just honest. I'm honest with myself. I tell the truth. I'm not one to make excuses and pick at this and pick at that. No. You know, I got all of myself to blame. You know, at the end of the day, minor technical mistake I made. You know, I just need to be more together, more prepared, and just make sure that next time I'm on the ball properly.
Well, just sort of coming away from yourself, what is your thoughts on that fight between Wilder and Fury not happening this year now? Because the contract seems to have expired, reportedly.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. There's a lot of things in boxing that don't get said. There's a lot of misinformation. Or there's a lot of turns. And this, in boxing, it's madness. People don't understand. Like, road-level boxing, it's madness. There's a lot of things that get said that's not true. There's a lot of things that doesn't get said. There's a lot of half information out there. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the contract. I don't know the ins and outs of it. From what I know, Tyson Fury can't fight no one else apart from Wilder unless he fight the mandatory, which is me. But obviously, no. There's an in-between fight between that. You know, obviously, I beat Povetkin. And then if he's not fighting Wilder, then he has to fight me. So I don't know. It's all a bit crazy, man.
But are you surprised that that trilogy fight isn't happening this year? Does that surprise you or not?
Well, I'm not surprised because these guys didn't want to fight behind closed doors. Dillian White's a big guy, but he's fighting Eddie in back garden. Like, because I'm not a coward. You know, this situation in the world has changed and I'm getting on with it. I'm fighting. I'm not sitting there and waiting, saying I'm waiting for crowds to come back. No, I'm a fighter. Whether it's 1 people, 10,000 people, 100 people, as a fighter and as a champion, it's your duty to fight. You have to adapt to the situation and adapt to your surroundings and adapt to what's going on as a champion. You know what I mean? I make it happen. If a fight can't happen in America or in England, make it happen in somewhere, like somewhere, you know what I mean? If you worry about crowd or whatever, you know. And that's the difference between me and these guys, man. I don't sit around and wait. I adapt, you know, and I'm constantly changing and constantly taking risks, man. Major difference between me and all of these guys.
Wilder has had a lot of criticism since this fight has been announced as, well, not looking to happen in 2020. And the blame has been put towards him as the one that kind of possibly hasn't pursued with this trilogy fight. Is that the way you perceive it?
Well, Tyson Fury is saying he's ready to go. He wants to fight. And Wilder hasn't said anything, so everyone will have to think it's him. You know what I mean? He haven't defended himself. He haven't come out and said, well, I'm ready. It's Tyson Fury or it's Tyson Fury's team. No. He just sort of just gone with whatever has been said. So, you have to, you know?
And I know you've spoken about this previously, not to me, but the decision to switch ways with Mark Breland, you don't believe was a good idea?
No. I think Mark Breland's the only one in Deontay Wilder's team that really cared about him, and it's the only one that knows how to fight, and it's the only one that's boxed, who's been through a high level of boxing, who's fought as a real championship level, and he's the only one that showed true passion and true care for Wilder's safety while he was getting beaten up. You know what I mean? It wasn't someone that's just there for the money or for the fame. Mark Breland was a true guy that cared about Deontay Wilder. That's what I believe, but what do I know?
It does seem strange that it took so long as well. I mean, the fight was in February. We're now in October and it took like 7 months for it to happen.
Deontay Wilder's a coward. He's just looking for someone to blame. And unfortunately, Mark Breland's the only one that wasn't sucking up to him. So, in his opinion, he's getting rid of the weakest link, which in my opinion is the wrong thing to do. He's probably getting rid of the strongest link in his team.
Johnny Nelson suggested that we might not see Wilder in the ring again and he could end up retiring. I mean, I don't know how true that is, but that's what he suggested that could happen.
I don't know, man. I don't know deep the guy's resolve is or strong is mentally. You know, obviously, physically can punch, but I don't know. I don't know, so I can't say, you know. And in a time like this, we need heavyweights. We need heavyweights to make these big fights because there's not – people is slagging people off and saying, oh, this guy is this and this guy should retire and this guy should retire. What I don't understand is when me, Joshua Wilder, Fury, and is gone, who else is there? Who else is there? Who else is there for big-time boxing? There's no heavyweights. There's a few guys that's coming up, but none of them ain't really been tested. Are really, you know what I mean? You know, people's going to cherish the top guys around, the guys that put on big event and the guys that come to slug it out. There's not a lot of us. There's not.
In a couple of weeks' time, your old rival, Derek Chisora, will take on Alexander Usyk. What are your thoughts about this fight?
Derek, where are you, Derek? I'm coming for you, Derek. Derek, where are you, Derek? Derek, Derek, where are you, Derek? Where are you, Derek? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say, obviously. It's a hard one, isn't it? It's a hard one, you know. If Derek's motivated and he's in shape and he gives anyone a hard night's work, but obviously Usyk's just gonna try and outbox him and try and move around and try and take the fight and points because Usyk can't believe he's just gonna go out there and try and knock out Derek Chisora. Because Derek Chisora is tough as nails.
Do you give Derek a chance in the fight though?
Yeah, you have to give Derek a punch a chance. Derek's a tough man. Yeah. He's tough and he's strong and he looks to be in good shape and he looks to be motivated as well. So we've got to wait and see. Hopefully it's a good fight though. And listen, I want Derek to win because I've beaten Derek Chisora and I want him to win. You know what I mean? Obviously, I've beaten him twice. If he beat Usyk, then it looks even better for me.
Yeah, it's a sensible way of thinking.
Yeah, of course.
Announced last night, AJ's fight with Pulev will take place at the O2. With a potential crowd there, we'll have to wait and see what situation, how that turns out. But yeah, could there be a slip up there for Joshua against Pulev?
No way.
No.
No. Okay, you shouldn't underestimate anyone. I overlook anyone in the heavyweight boxing, but I don't know. I can't see Pulev beating. But then saying that, I didn't think Andy Ruiz was going to beat him as well, you know. So I don't know. It's heavyweight boxing. I don't know. And you don't know what's going on in people's life, man, where they are and, you know, how much drive they have, how much motivation, or whether there's personal things. You don't know. You never know. You know, heavyweight boxing is crazy, man. The ups and downs. And the middle ground in heavyweight boxing is crazy. There's so much different varieties in it. It's crazy. That's like no one ever think Oliver McCall beat Lennox Lewis. It's all a bit mad, man.
Did you find what Pulev said about Joshua offensive? That was being talked about over the last few days.
I don't know, man.
Is it offensive?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes you got to be careful what you say, man, because, like, sometimes guys, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know. There's 100 other things he could say. Why would he just pick that one thing to say?
Yeah.
Why would he, like, you know what I mean? When there's a situation where you have a lot of things to say, and he leaned towards something that could potentially be perceived as negative, why would he do that?
Yeah.
Why would he do that? Yeah. It's a bit stupid. You could have said, oh, he's taller than me, or oh, he's world champion, or oh, whatever. You could have said anything. You know, what you have to say, like, for me, it's worrying when you have to resort to stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's a bit like, are you racist? Are you not racist? What are you doing? Why are you leaning to what? Why? I don't get that. What's the point? What do you have to gain from that? But Pulev is pretty stupid. He's done some stupid things as well in the past. Didn't he kiss some random woman in the ring one time?
No, it was a reporter, wasn't it? It was a reporter.
Yeah. Isn't that a random woman?
Facts around that, because there seems to be a lot more to that story than what originally came out. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. I think the word is unnecessary. Just like, it does pose a question.
Maybe he wished he was black. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he did.
Maybe you wish you were from Sri Lanka.
Yeah, why not? You never know. Maybe a bit in my bloodline somewhere.
Yeah, that's me. That's called me.
My beard. Yeah, at least my beard would be so patchy. I know.
Why don't you do what Conor Benn done?
Oh, come on, bro. Put some respect on my name, bro. Put some respect on my name. Why the hell am I going to... Why am I going to have a beard transplant? Explain.
Because you can't grow facial hair, so that's why.
Yeah, but I swear they take the hair from your pubes, their hair. No, I swear that's what they do from your pubes or your armpit or something, because it's similar kind of hair. Yeah. Imagine that. You got pubes beard.
Listen, I like Conor Benn, but that was like the weirdest thing I think I've heard in a long time.
Listen, Conor's my guy. I got nothing but time for him. Obviously, I'm in a bit of a mad situation because Conor's the same weight as Chris Congo, and Chris Congo wants to fight when Chris Congo is saying, calling him out. I'm like, yo, Conor's my dude, man. Relax, man. I know that you want to fight, man. I know he's a big British name, but Conor's my dude. You need to chill, Chris. You know?
Well, we might as well just talk about Conor Benn then. Obviously, he's been added to your undercard to fight Formella, whose only defeat has been to Sean Porter for the world title. So, a tough fight for Conor Benn.
Yeah, it is a tough fight. But you know what I mean? I think Conor is younger and probably feels that he's fresher. You know what I mean? And that guy just had a hard fight, Sean Porter. Fighting Sean Porter, Timothy Bradley, Danny Garcia, Mikey Garcia, those guys in that weight. Errors. When you fight those guys, man, like, it's not easy. It wears on you a lot. So Conor might have caught him at the right time, coming off a hard 12-round fight with Sean Porter, you know. So boxing's all about timing, and obviously it's about the damage you take and whatever. So this might be a good time for Conor, you know what I mean? Conor is hungry, cooped up, been training, and this guy's just at a hard 12-rounder. But he could also be fit and be motivated and believe he could beat Conor, so... But I'm always going to back British fighter over anyone else. So I think Conor gets a victory.
Let's talk about kind of the potential fights on the card that we might see. Obviously, your man, Alan Babbage, who's really kind of become a right fan favourite since we saw him in fight camp. He looks to take on Tom Little. Hasn't been announced yet, but that's the fight that we're expecting.
It is a good fight, man. But another one again, Alan's my guy. But then Tom is a guy I got a lot of time for, you know. But this is a heavy, this is boxing business, man, and it's manager versus someone who's cool with someone. But Tom gets it. Tom's a businessman. He's been in the business a long time. He's a pro. He understands how it goes and what he's going to do and what it takes, you know what I mean? But I think it's a very good fight. Tom's already experienced. And one thing Tom's good at doing, Tom's good at letting you believe that he's bringing his A game every time, you know. And if you're not careful, you can get in your head. But one thing with Babbage will come. Babbage will do what he says he's coming to do, you know what I mean? He will tell you, I'm coming to fight, champ. I want to kill. I want to destroy him. And that's what he's going to try and do. He ain't going to try and do nothing else apart from bully Tom Little from the first bell. But Tom says he's been training and he's in the best shape of his career and stuff or whatever. So I'm expecting a great fight. I'm hoping that Tom actually give Alan some problems and take him into the deeper rounds as well. So I can see what Alan's like in the deeper rounds when he's tired and how good he is, you know what I mean?
I think that's the obvious question about Babbage, because he's obviously exciting to watch. He's got that style that will suit those kind of fights he's been having. But as his opponents get better and he has to go into rounds 8, 9, 10. That's when we're really kind of going to see. But you're the best person that knows exactly how good Babbage is. Because you sparred, you must have sparred thousands of rounds with him.
Yeah, Babbage is good. You know what I mean? He's relentless and he's strong. And he's had loads of amateur fights and he keeps coming forward. And he's aggressive. And he's one of those guys where even if you get him in the later rounds, the damage he does, the damage he done to you early, by the time the later rounds, he's still going to be knackered and be tired and taking a hell of a lot of damage. But it would be good to see him going the later rounds with someone experienced and someone who can box. So we know Tom can box and he's got fast hands. The biggest problem for Tom is whether he's in shape or not. So it'd be great to see Tom taking past 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds, you know?
Peter Fury told me the other day that Huey Fury could possibly feature on your card as well.
Yeah, well, he's one of the ones that we're looking at to get in the card. But obviously now, you know, with his dad testing positive for COVID, you know, we don't know where that stands or whether Huey's, you know, want to hope that he haven't spread to him or whatever, but, you know, they've been in the same gym, working, doing the same stuff, so hopefully not. And then it's hard to get these guys opponent because the guys want stupid money to fight Huey Fury. They want stupid money to fight Fabio Wilder, which is a bit crazy. It's like, come on, dude. Like, it's COVID time and, you know, like, you want world champion money to fight, like, you know, a lot of guys don't want to fight. If they want to fight, they're asking for stupid money. You know what I mean?
Is Fabio Wardley definitely going to feature on your card as well on the 21st? I don't know.
Yeah, we're just trying to get him an opponent. We're trying to get Fabio an opponent, but it's been difficult. What do you think? Who do you like to see him fight as heavyweight? I would love to see him fight Nick Webb, but Nick Webb.
I'm just going to say Nick Webb. I swear to God, I'm just about to say
Nick Webb's a coward. Nick Webb don't want the smoke, man. It's a coward. They just had to price themselves out of the fight. You know. Nick Webb don't want the smoke. He's a coward. We've been trying to make that fight for ages, but Nick Webb don't want the smoke.
Who else have you considered then for Wardley?
You know, it's a funny one because we're trying to get Fabio to take a step up from Simon Vallely, you know what I mean? Who do we get him to fight? You know what I mean? There's a lot of name. Tried to get him to fight Eric Molina. Eric Molina wants some stupid money. Looked at the Dave Allen fight, but I think Dave Allen's fighting Christian Hammer.
Yeah.
You know, Alexander Dimitrenko, I think, would be an acceptable fight. There's a few other guys. Because the problem is, they step up that with these guys. Once you go up in boxing, you can't come back down. And these guys, Fabio had a lot of fights, you know what I mean? And you know, it's difficult. It's a difficult one. How far of a step up do you go with him? Because where does he go from his next opponent? You know what I mean? You have to consider a lot of things, you know, as a manager and as someone who's going to guide someone's career.
Just coming back to that last card, Milton Keynes. How's John Harding Jr.?
He's all right. He had some problems with his shoulders, getting it looked at, and possibly I'm just waiting for him to tell me what he's doing with his shoulder. Or he feels on whether he wants to have another run again at the mill. Well, he says he wants to have another go again. So, you know, obviously he's someone that will always stand by and try and help and get him as much opportunity as I can, you know, but he's running out of time, you know.
So on your card there'll be 7 fights, is that right?
One should hope so. Yeah, you know, you speak to Eddie all the time. What has Eddie told you?
Well, I thought it was a 7 fight limit on a card at the moment, so
you always pretend you don't know stuff here. You always pretend you don't know stuff when you know more than most people.
Yeah, but I want you to tell me. It's your card.
Well, you tell me.
You own the show.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Taxman might be watching. No, I don't.
I'm a small percentage of show.
Okay, mate. Okay, I like small percentage. Dillian, what do you think about the opponents being linked with Tyson Fury for his UK return? The likes of your old opponent, Oscar Rivas, Ajit Kabayel, Otto Wallin, Charles Martin. These guys, what do you think about these opponents for Fury?
Ugh. I think Otto Wallin rematch is a good one because Otto Wallin gave him a lot of problems. You know, I think that's the only one I can think of. Really, he won't fight Oscar Rivas, even though I know it's a good time to fight Oscar Rivas because since I beat him, he haven't done anything. And all it goes that 1 year, 1 year plus.
Yeah, about 15 months.
It's a great time. Rivas ain't done anything. He's been sitting around. Great time to fight him, you know. But Rivas is dangerous. He's short, stocky, powerful, and experienced. You know what I mean? He's dangerous, you know. And as we can see, Fury has always struggled with shorter fighters his whole career. He always struggled with them, you know. And then also, you can't go from fighting Deontay Wilder to someone like an Ajit Kabayel, can you? You know, no one knows who Ajit Kabayel is. You know, no one knows who he is. You know, they was criticizing him fighting Oscar Rivas, so you can't now go and fight Oscar Rivas. The only fight you can really have is Otto Wallin, really.
Lucas Brown put his name in the mix the other day. And...
Oh, bruv, please, man. Don't, please, man. I like Lucas Brown, but please, man. That's someone who wanted Fabio to fight as well. That'd be a good fight for Fabio, actually, Lucas Brown.
Why don't you reach out?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's a good fight. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think so. Lucas Brown needs to... I think he's... The problem with Lucas Brown, I think he's in contract with... to fight someone. I think he's got some contractual situation going on to fight someone. But if he wants to fight then with Fabio, then... And he's watching this, so he sees this, then...
Do you know what? Funny enough, I've got an interview with Lucas Brown later on, so... Shall I just ask him? You said,
"Yeah, I'll ask if he wants to fight Fabio Wardley on November 21st." He's probably going to say no. He's not. I don't know. Let's see. But it would be a good fight. I think it's a great fight. Lucas Brown, Fabio Wardley.
Okay.
Good fight. That.
I'll ask him.
That's actually a very good fight. Actually.
Have I done a little bit of matchmaking? Hello, mate.
No. I suggested the fight. Suggested Lucas Brown, Tyson Fury.
No, I didn't suggest that. I just said he put his name into the mix. The other one is Michael Hunter. What about Hunter and Fury?
No, these guys don't really bring no value though. Like, who's going to watch Hunter v Fury? Would you really stay up to whatever time of morning to watch that Hunter v Fury?
He's fighting in the UK, so it probably won't be that late.
I know Fury's your mate, but would you stay up to watch Hunter v Fury?
But do you not think Hunter's the best opponent out of the ones that are being mentioned?
You need to get your tongue out of Fury's ass, man.
Hold on a minute. So, all I said was, Hunter's the best name mentioned.
What does Fury's ass taste like?
You're disgusting.
No, Hunter's not the best name. How can Hunter be better than Rivas? How can Hunter be better than Otto Wallin? Tell me. Or is that possible? Tell me. Or do you justify that?
I'm asking...
Hunter's not even better than Ajit Kabayel.
Okay, so no then, basically, in your opinion.
Yeah, I just said that, but you was just rimming butthole there for a minute.
Yeah, but if anything, I was then talking about Hunter, not Fury, am I? So, come on.
Yeah, but what are you talking about, Hunter? Hunter is just some guy that no one really cares about. He's just some weapon. That's it. Hunter's just a prat.
Okay. I didn't know you had beef with Hunter. Fucking hell.
I ain't got no beef with Hunter. It's just a time waste. I ain't got no beef. Why ain't I beefing? It's just a time waste at the start. Shit, man. That's all. He's just another one of those heavyweights that talk shit. It's like, I don't get why these guys just talk shit, man. I don't understand why. I don't get it. It doesn't make no sense in why these guys just... I don't know why, man. Just, you know, a lot of these guys talk shit. That's all.
Are you going to watch Lomachenko and Lopez tonight? Are you going to watch it?
I want to watch it, but it's just as I can stay up for it, man.
What's your opinion about that? What do you think about Theofimo Lopez? Have you seen him much?
Boy, Lopez is doing steal a hand, you know. He hits hard and he's aggressive. And he's very intelligent as well. Obviously, Lomachenko's boxing intelligence and IQ is on a whole next level. But Theofimo Lopez, he's very intelligent as well. And he punches hard. And it'd be good to see, you know, it's good. You know, it's boxing, man. You don't want to just see the same people keep winning over and over and over. You know what I mean? Comes a bit repetitive, you know. You want to see some drama and some excitement, you know.
Hearn reckons that Lomachenko will win every round against Lopez.
I don't, boy, I can't see that, man. I can't see him winning every round. Lomachenko, slap money to Lomachenko on points, but you'd still have a cheeky bet against him as well. You know what I mean? You still fling a couple of hundred quid down on Theofimo Lopez to win by KO as well. Because Lomachenko can get hit, and when he get hit, he goes down. He gets up, but still goes down.
Yeah.
And he's fighting someone who is young and experienced and very ambitious. Probably one of the youngest guys he's fought in a long time.
Mm. Lopez's knockout of Comey was quite special, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah. The difference is Comey is not as slick and as mobile as what Lomachenko is. It's a good fight. There's some good fights they made in COVID time, to be honest. A few good fights, and obviously me versus Povetkin, Lopez, Lomachenko, Gervonta Davis, Santa Cruz. What other good fights there coming up that I think there's one or two more good ones that's coming up as well, I think.
Hmm.
They're talking about Terence Crawford, Kell Brook. That's not a bad one as well.
14th of November, yeah. Don't know what if any broadcaster's going to pick that up.
There's another one coming up as well. What is it? There's something, there's another fight coming up as well. A decent one that's worth watching, but I can't remember anyway. But
no. What was I going to say to you? Have you spoke to Eddie recently? Did you wish him well in his recovery from coronavirus?
Yeah, I sent him a few messages. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, you don't want to see anyone getting COVID, really. I mean, especially when it's someone you know and a business partner. And Eddie, I would say Eddie's a friend as well. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, when I have my situations, my ups and downs, he's defended me and stood by me. And I've defended him and stood by him as well. So I class him as a friend as well. You know, obviously, we've had our ups and downs and our, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, obviously, our business conflicts and other things, but I'll class my friend. I wouldn't want to see anything bad happen to him. So of course, you know, I did wish him happy recovery. And I checked on him and I checked on Barry as well. I messaged him out some of his dad doing and stuff like that as well, you know. You know, let's be honest. Obviously I done all the fighting and stuff and whatever, and I've taken all the dangerous fights, but it's a working relationship. It's a two way streak, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, he got a test come back negative yesterday. So, yeah, hopefully he'll be all right. But I think the more people taking these tests now, look, Peter Fury the other day, the more people in boxing taking these tests now, you're probably going to get some positive tests more and more.
Listen, this whole thing, there's a lot of things going on, man. There's a lot of ups and downs, but I think the other thing to protect the vulnerable, and let people get on with it. You know what I mean? Obviously, people's got to... Life goes on. We got to get on. You know what I mean? Obviously, protect the people who are vulnerable and who are at high risk and just let people get on with it, you know? Let people get on. Let people live, man. You know, obviously, you know, let people live and adapt and stuff, you know? That's one of the only ways we're going to get past this thing. You know what I mean? The whole world is just stopped and just in a madness at the minute. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's something up and they obviously... There's a virus going around, but we're just going to protect the elderly and the vulnerable and let the young and strong, fit people just get on with it. Mm. You know, let people go back to work, let people carry on, you know, and just open up stuff, and people is going to be responsible for their own health and safety. You know what I mean? You know, if you got existing condition, wear a mask. You know what I mean? Take extra immune system boots or whatever that needs doing, you know?
Yeah, that seems like good advice, sensible advice from you. Who wins out of Dubois and Joyce? That's been announced.
You know what? Oh, what about that? Like Billy said, that Frank Warren keeps saying he wants to put Dubois with me. Why don't you put Dubois on the Tyson Fury if he's looking for a fight? How about that? They're with the same promotion. Dubois is undefeated. He's the next great best thing since Mike Tyson. So why don't they put Dubois on the Tyson Fury?
Well, probably because Dubois is already fighting Joe Joyce at the end of November. But
I don't think Joe Joyce will be upset if he gets, if Harvey gets the upside money.
But what do you think about that fight? Who wins that fight?
Who?
Dubois and Joyce.
Dubois and Joyce. I don't know, man. There's a case to be made for both guys, isn't there?
But if you were a betting man.
I'm just trying to think, man. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I think it just depends on. It depends on whether the fight got early or late.
You think about something so much in my life as what I've just seen there. You can't decide between.
You know what it is? I don't know and I don't really care about that fight, to be honest. The fight is just like, yeah, okay. You know, I don't really care about it, you know.
Oh.
I'm not friends with none of them. None of them is not in my path like that, you know. So, you know, it's not really, you know.
That's your opinion. I think it's a good fight, but it's your opinion.
Who do you think is going to win?
No, because my reasons for not picking is because I'm a professional. I'm not I'm a fencer. I'm a professional fencer.
What? Yes, man, you don't get barbed wire in your ass.
Excuse me?
You say you're a professional fencer.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yes, man, you don't get bad boy in your ass."
You're disgusting. Why is it so quiet where you are, anyway?
Because I got nice cancelling.
Oh, that's why the sound's been good today. I wondered why the sound sounded good.
That's right. I got nice cancelling headphones in this bitch.
Okay, that's good. All right. Well, listen, we've had a good old spell here. I think we've had about 50 minutes, maybe.
Whoa, that went quick.
That's what
you missed the joke. I just about to say you should.
Oi, I've had this t-shirt on anyway today. Do you know that? People can't really see what I've got on, but basically, I've got the same t-shirt you have on.
I went running and I put this on after I finished training. Great minds think alike.
I've got, look what I go to sleep with, yeah? Every night. You ready?
Let's see this. Go on. I might bring those back, you know. Those are the original design. They're nice, them ones. I like them.
And I got the matching shorts as well.
As long as it's not, have we got matching undies?
No, don't think so. All right. Well, listen. Have you got anything else you'd like to add or say before we end?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm all good. Everything's good. Training's going well. I can't complain. Everything's going good. You know, I'm just looking forward to the fight, man. I can't wait. You know, there's a lot of people out there saying, yeah, this and the other, and I shouldn't get back in there and fight again. And I'm thinking, what planet are these people on? What am I supposed to do? Just lose and be a loser and just accept losing and be like, I lost last time, so I'm going to be a cap. No, I'm a warrior, man. You knock me down, we get up and we go again.
Do you look at this, Dillian, just finally, do you look at this like your career is on the line?
No.
No.
This is, you know, I've only had 2 losses against top fighters. Only 2 losses against top fighters.
Yeah, has never, do you know what I mean? It's never been as big for you. What's at stake here in this fight?
Mate, it's been as big for me as a long time. I've been fighting for the manager and risking the manager position for 2-3 years, back to back. Every fight, fighting top contenders, number one contenders, top fighters, back to back. You know, how much more risk can I take?
Well, you get asked the same question every time you took one of these fights. So, after Parker, after Rivas, etc., why'd you keep doing it? Why'd you keep doing it? So,
yeah, because I'm a warrior by nature, by spirit. I'm not a coward or someone that's gonna be like, oh well, I'm gonna sit and wait 2 years. No. And imagine if I waited for the manager, I'd be waiting over 3 years.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have seen some of the great fights that we've seen, some of the good fights that we've seen, you know, fights with dramas and ups and downs, you know what I mean? You know, I've contributed to some of the best fights in the last 3-4 years.
No, I asked you that because a lot of people, I suppose, when Joshua got beat to Ruiz, were asking Joshua before he come into that rematch in Saudi Arabia, does he believe that his career is on the line? It's a difficult one to answer because, like I said, that was his first loss, and this is, you've only had your second loss against someone like Povetkin. So it's a difficult one to think about. I just wondered your thought process going into the fight, how big the fight is.
You know, I don't think about these things because you put unnecessary pressure on yourself thinking about these things, and there's enough pressure from people who doubt you and people who don't believe and people who don't see things the same way as you do already. So why am I going to put unnecessary pressure on myself? I'll fight for my career, this and the other. No, it's another fight. It's just another fight. It's another fight that I need to win. That's all. It's another fight that I want to win. And it's another fight I need to win for my legacy and cementing my place in the heavyweight division.
Well, I'm behind you.
Respect, man. Always. AFL for life, baby.
I'm behind you. Dillian, I'm going to let you crack on. I've actually got my interview with Lucas Brown in 20 minutes. So,
tell him Fabio Wilde wants him badly.
Okay.
He wants him like a fat kid wants cake.
Okay.
He wants him like Coogan wants a naan bread.
That was uncalled for. But I'm having a bit of naan bread tonight, actually.
What are you having, pashawari?
No, keema. Keema. Always go keema. That's
a dead one, man. Pashawari, man.
Nah, pashawari's got what? Nuts and shit in it.
Weird. And coconut in it.
Why haven't you done one of these things? You know, have you seen where it started and how it's going? How it started, where it's going? Because I want to see a picture of you when you were living in Jamaica.
I haven't got a lot of pictures from when I was a kid, unfortunately. No one cared about me when I was young, so they didn't take a lot of pictures of me.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I know, but it's facts, though.
Oh, I wish I was your mate when you were growing up.
I wish I was your mate when you were growing up. I'd have smashed all the bullies that bullied you.
I had a lot of fucking people that bullied me.
I would have smashed them all. I told you, let's do a program, go and find them, but you're taking long.
No, let's not.
Let's go on. Let's go on and find them.
You know.
No, let's go on and find them or not. So why did he feel the need to bully me? It would be good to get an understanding why people felt the need at the time. That'd be good. I'm going to buy a dog food because my dog's hungry and they need to eat.
I did see one picture of you when you were in Jamaica, though.
Oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. I'm gone. Have a nice day.
I'll speak to you soon. Thank you very much for your time.
Bye.
God bless. Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with Debt KO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. Debt KO, free impartial advice on all your debt.